శ్యామాచ్ఛబలం ప్రపద్యే శబలాచ్ఛామం ప్రపద్యే శబలాచ్ఛామం ప్రపద్యే. One sentence. It's very, the sentence really, if you see the meaning grammatically, I mean take just literal meaning, it may sound funny. Shyamat shabalam prapadye. Shyamat shyamachabalam. Shyamat shabalam prapadye. Shabalam should become shabalam. Shyamat shabalam prapadye. Shabalat shyamam prapadye. So prapadye means a first person singular verb, I attain. Prapadyate, prapadyate, prapadyante, there prapadye, I attain. I attain what? Shabalam prapadye. I attain shabalam. From what? I attain shabalam means before I was not there, I go there. Then later on, shamath, from what do I go to shabalam? Shyamath. So what does the word shama mean? What does shabalam mean? You know, shamaha also means the reality. Shabalam also implies reality. Shamaha means reality. Shabalam also actually implies reality. But when is reality called Shyamaha? When is reality called Shabalam? When the reality is reality without manifestation, it is inaccessible, non-interactable, you give the name Shyamaha. Why? Black color stands for what? Covering everything. So black color stands for inaccessibility here. Atma is not black. Okay, don't say Atma is black. Reality is not black. The inaccessibility of the reality when it's unmanifest, the knowledge is not manifest. Pure knowledge being inaccessible is known by the word Shyamaha. And the same reality, when it's accessible, it is manifest. And it is manifest, it is accessible. Manifest means what? Manifest as I, manifest as this. There must be I, this division, empirical relative division, knower known division, and which is what? Both are what? Manifestations of the same reality. So when is this absolute reality, ultimate truth accessible? When this manifestation as I and this, it is accessible. And then divisions, variegation, plurality, multiplicity. Then we call Shabalam. Manifest knowledge obtaining in the form of divisions and differences and plurality and multiplicity, everything is called Shabalam. The pure knowledge, unmanifest, inaccessible, non-recognizable is what? Shyama. So Shyama Chabalam Prapadye. And this is actually a highly evolved, a wise person, a jnani, talking to oneself. It is as though talking to oneself, like a soliloquy. Talking to oneself. What is it? Shama Chabalam Prapadye. After having discovered what one Swarupam is, what am I? There is no I. I am pure knowledge, the reality. So when I am there as the pure knowledge, as only reality, inaccessible reality, and I the same, I self am again, become what now? Become manifest as this world of divisions and differences and multiplicity and plurality. Again from this world of multiplicity of objects, again what now? Become remain as one. From one to many, many to one back. What is happening all these things? It is me, myself. There's nothing other than myself. So Shyamat Shabalam, the word first person verb is very interesting. No, Shyamat Shabalam, we can't say Bhagavan has become everything. No, I, Prapadya, first person, I obtaining Shyamat, I am pure knowledge, inaccessible, non-interactable, non-recognizable reality, the only reality, I remain as one Shyamaha. Again, I become what? Manifest as the world of plurality. Shyama Chabalam. This is one meaning, okay? And another two, many meanings are given by different commentators. Another meaning is what now? I remain in my causal condition, then I become manifest as the Sukshma Prapancha. So Ishwara, I remain as Ishwara. Ishwara means what again? Everything remains unmanifest. So Shyama stands for Ishwara. Again, that Shabalam stands for Hiranyagarbha. And through Hiranyagarbha, again I become what? Virat also. I remain as Ishwara, where everything is unmanifest, Shyamaha. In sleep, after Mahapralaya, what happens? The whole Virat is not there, Hiranyagarbha is not there, all of them remain resolved, no differentiation, no distinguishing, no divisions, no multiplicity, no plurality, no duality, nothing. There's only non-dual reality. No, everything unmanifest means only Ishwara, Antaryami, Anta Sarvan Gamyati. From that is Shyama. Again, through becomes what? A manifest as Hiranyagarbha, then to the Virat. It is I reality am, obtain, remain as unmanifested. Everything, withdrawing everything, I remain as myself. I myself expand and become the whole as Hiranyagarbha and as Virat also. Which means there's nothing outside of me. The manifest universe is in me. Unmanifest also is me. The universe unmanifest is myself. The universe manifest also is myself. In unmanifest condition, everything is inaccessible. Therefore, Shyama. In manifest condition, everything is accessible. It is a Shabalam. Therefore, it's aham, it's all Shyamat Shabalam Prapadye, Shabalat Shyamam Prapadye. Okay, another meaning. What happens? This all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual, is even though everything is Brahma, not at all accessible, not at all recognizable, where is reality available for recognition as reality? Only in the Hridayam, in the mind. Hridayam means in the heart there is Antakkanam. In the Antakkanam there are many thoughts. There again you have to go to the Ahankara, that lost thought, without which no other thought can be there. I always mention this, the dead end of the mind. I thought, and there the truth of the I alone is all pervasive reality is available for recognition in one's own mind, in the cave of mind, obtaining within the Golakam called heart, Hardam Brahma. Therefore, therefore it is, we say what now? Obtaining there, Shyamaha. It is hidden. As long as you search in this world of the incomprehensibly vast world, where innumerable, which is constituted of innumerable countless objects, you search and search, is never available for recognition. Where is available for recognition? Only in the mind, the cave of mind, in your own mind, as your own Swarupam. Therefore, then it is there, but once you discover that, initially you mistake, because of ignorance, you mistake the Atma for the Atma, and then you also see, you search for the truth in the world, not available. when you discover the truth as your own swarupam, then what happens? You take ownership of the whole as yours, not just you. One body mind is complex, the whole jagat. And here, once you recognize, how do you recognize that? That is said in the next sentence. Ashwahaiva Romani Vidhuya Papam Chandrahaiva Rahoho Mukhatu Pramuchya. He gives two examples. So I want to remember the first sentence, Shama Chabalam Prapadye, Shabala Chamam Prapadye. That sentence only tells what? The, as a wise person talking to oneself, my God, all everything is me, nothing is outside of me. That is the vision. Express that. The wise person's expression of exclamatory joy that nothing is outside of oneself. Then, for a person to have this vision that nothing is outside of myself, how does one discover the truth? It is I, you know, remain as pure knowledge, and it is I in again become manifest as the whole jagat. Who is that I? How do I recognize? Once, after having recognized this fact only, how do I recognize? After having recognized, what is the benefit that he is going to say? Next sentence. Ashwaha Romani Iva Vidhuya. Vidhuya Papam. See, when the heart is always running in deserts, in the hot areas, very sunny areas. So naturally, they're very dusty. Hearts running, very dusty. Hearts, no? Very dusty, it gets very dusty. Therefore, when it gets really the itching and all that, and the heart has to drop all the dust on its body. So what does the heart do? It really shakes its body off. Thereby, it sees all the dust stuck to its body, hidden in that romas, they all fall. It shakes. By shaking its body, by having all the dust removed from its body, the heart becomes fresh and it's clean. The same way here also, this person also, shaking this person, the wise person also, what has he done? He also has shaken his body. Shaking on his body means what? Not physically shaking our body. If we shake, nothing will fall, okay? we will sweat more. That's good. But he has not physically shaking the body. Cognitively, by through study of the Shastram, and this person, by having discovered one's truth, having negated, now he has shifted his essence from the sthula shariram, has shaken sthula shariram and sukshma shariram and also karna shariram also. He has shifted his essence from sthula sukshma karna sharirani. He has shifted his essence from the annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, anandamaya kosha. Shifted all the essence from all the koshas, all the three bodies. And finally, okay, having shifted the essence, what should we do with the essence? My God, it's all cognitively. You had to place it somewhere. Helplessly, choicelessly, resolved in consciousness, the pure awareness. I is resolved in awareness, consciousness. Like when you take the wave, where can you resolve the wave, form a name? Not outside of water. Just as a person can resolve the wave form in the water alone by saying wave is water, this I, the first person singular pronoun used by everyone to refer to oneself, obtaining in the form of a thought, which is expression of the manifestation of knowledge, obtaining in the form of a thought, this has to be resolved only where? Only in pure consciousness knowledge. This person has resolved. By having resolved the essence in knowledge, what happens now? It's called shaking. Okay? shaking of the body. And what after shaking the body? All the dust drops. This person does not need to do anything to attain happiness. Happiness has come from outside. What all the wrong notions and all drop. All the wrong notion the person had, they resolve. All the wrong notions go. Wrong identity goes. Wrong notions go. Therefore, what happened? The doership and enjoyership also results. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Those notions also go. Therefore, punya papams also, they go. Now, as having shifted the essence, having resolved the essence in awareness, seeing one's real nature being pure awareness, which is implied by the words Atma and Brahma, in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness, limitlessness and pure knowledge. And this person is what now? Now free from all punya papams. Now he is a person of absolute purity. He does not need to become pure. He has taken his ownership of the purity as his own sarupam. Okay? Vidhuya papam. Having resolved all his papams are gone. What did he do to wash off his papams? See, the very interesting lesson. What should a person do to get all his punya papams washed off? To get himself cleansed of all the punya papams. Ganga snanam. Jnana ganga snanam. Jnana snanam. I don't know how these Christians also use the word jnana snanam. You know, they also use the word jnana snanam. I don't know whether you know that. In Tamil Nadu churches, we have jnana snanam. I don't know what they mean by that. But here, as far as jnana snanam, we go to Ganga. And here, Shastra Meva Ganga. Shastra Ganga Pravahe. No, Trivaram Kuriyat Snanam. Isn't it? So here, three times have dip in Ganga. Shravanam and Nidhyasanam. Only you have to do. Three times dip, three dips. Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, dips. Then you have what? Like that here also. This person, you need not do anything to get yourself cleansed, all your papams. Just you shake the body. Shaking the body, no, just have objectivity towards your body, mind, sense complex. Shift the essence through the Drik Trishayveka Prakriya, through the Avasthatraya Prakriya, through the study of the Shastram, the help of the teacher. See repeatedly, definitely, body being as good as an object, any other object. See your sense organs, see, understand this, all the, through the Panchakosha Prakriya, etc. Clearly understand the fact that all these layers of personality are anatma. Therefore, you can't have essence there. Understand cognitively, logically, and then shift the essence. When you shifted the essence from there, and then you have to resolve it. You cannot resolve anywhere else. That's why, isn't it? Only in your sarupam being, where does this knowledge, the I, which is my expression of the manifestation of knowledge, up to my thought, rise and exist and resolve. Where does it rise? When it is not there, what is there? That because of which you know even that being not there is a source of that I. Arrive with the awareness and resolve the essence of that awareness, the consciousness. Then once your identity is with anatma, you are free from all punya papams. You are not doing anything. Isn't it? To free yourself from punya papams, all that you need to do is, you need to have right identity. You need to resolve the wrong identity. In right identity, you need not attain purity. You are already purity yourself. You're already pure. You're already free from all punya papams. You are already free from doership and enjoyership. Therefore, is actually the heart's shaking of its body and having all the dust fallen from the body actually stands for what, implies what? Here, this person, he says, now how I say this vision. I see myself being what? Shama and Sabalam, Shabalat, Shamam, Shama, Sabalam. How do I know this? How? Because I am free from all punya papams. Having resolved my wrong identity, having the right identity, the right vision of the truth of myself, I see myself being already free from all punya papams. Second thing, Chandraha iva rahoho mukhat pramuchya. Before, I had all the problems, samsara, punya, papa, opposites, everything I had because of what? Because I was caught held with the grip of ignorance, ajnanam. Therefore also, because ignorance caused all wrong notions also. See, raga, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, etc. I cannot drop them, you know. They have to drop them. They have to resolve by themselves. I'm not holding on to them. So I was held by them before. Ignorance was holding on to me. I was not holding on to ignorance. Ahankara was holding on to me. I was not holding on to ahankara. The kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsari, etc. They were all holding on to me. I was not holding on to them. If I was holding on to them, I would have given up them up easily. I was not holding on. They were all holding on to me. I was held by all of them. You know, now I have got myself freed from the hold of, is it clear now? I got myself freed from the hold of ajnanam. Ajnana jata. Ignorance caused wrong notions. Thereby punya papa. Everything got myself freed. How? Did I do something? No. Just by shifting my identity from anatma to atma. By resolving the wrong identity. So Shastra Shravanam has helped me. It helps me what now? To resolve my wrong identity. To have the right identity. If Rahoho Mukhat Pramuchya Chandraha Iva. Rahoho Mukhat Chandraha Iva. Just as the moon. In fact, there's no real eclipse, isn't it? Rahu is also what now? Shadow planet. There's no real, really moon is not held by Rahu. It looks as though moon is held by Rahu, the snake. Similarly, there's no real bondage for us. Our bondage is not real bondage. It's as though bondage, notional bondage. The whole bondage is only in our notion. Therefore, here also, what now? The notion caused bondage is, you know, I become freed from the notion caused bondage through the knowledge. So no, the freedom also attained notionally only. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But still here, I become free. I'm free from the grip of ignorance. Ignorance caused problems, all wrong notions. Even what now? I'm free. Rahoho mukhat chandraha iva. Just as Rahu, from the Rahu's face, the moon has become free. So also, I'm also free from the hold of all wrong notions and ignorance. Thereby, I have taken ownership of the freedom which is already there as my own real nature. Therefore, what now? Dhutva shariram. Leaving dhutva shariram means what now? Having left his body. Sarva anartha ashrayam. Shankara says, Sarva anartha ashrayam shariram. Sarva anartha ashrayam shariram. Even though this physical body is amazing, it's abode of enjoyment. It has all the instruments of enjoyment. The enjoyment is possible, experience of the world is possible only because of this body. But still, identity with the body is what now is cause for. As long as you have the body, as long as you are in the body, identifying yourself with the body, you go through all forms of anarthas, all forms of problems in life. For anartha ashrayam, Shri means anartha ashrayam, Shankara says. Sarva anartha ashrayam. Anartha means what? All undisciplined, unpleasant things also. Therefore, dhutva means prahaya, having left his body. Where he here itself, ihaiva, in this world itself, having resolved identity with the body. Then dhyanena, by repeated, by constantly dwelling upon my real nature. Kritatma, krita krityaha. Kritatma means krita krityaha. Dhutva here, afterwards, akritam. Akritam means atma here, Brahma. Akrita means uncreated, eternally, eternal reality, truth, obtaining as myself. Kritatma. Kritatma means the one who is accomplished. The person of accomplishment is called Kritatma. Kritam Atmana Yena Saha Kritatma. The one by whom the absolute end has been accomplished. The moksha has been discovered. The one whose life has become absolutely a meaningful life, complete life. The person of accomplishment is called Kritatma. And Shankara gives Kritya Kritya Krita Kritya. Krita Kritya means the one who has fulfilled all the, accomplished the very ultimate goal of the ultimate purpose of living this life. Which means this person's life is a life of accomplishment. He does not need to accomplish anything, does not need to achieve anything. All his life, all his pujas, all his prayers, all his yajnas, all his yagas, all his dhanams, all the punyams he has done, the whole life, living this life, has served its purpose. When does the purpose of living this life become served? Only when you discover your real nature in terms of what you are, by having what now given by having resolved the wrong identity. Shifting the essence from anatma to atma, taking ownership of one's real nature, being all pervasive reality, the consciousness, the pure knowledge, the awareness, is in fact what? Thereby discovering freedom as one's own sarupam is here the ultimate goal of life. Accomplishing it alone makes the life becomes lived, the purpose of life becomes served. So Brahma Lokam Abhisambhavami Iti. Here again, Brahma Loka does not mean other Brahma Loka here. Brahma Loka Abhisambhavami means I attain. World of Brahman means I remain as myself. Discovering one Swarupam being pure knowledge. Discovering the truth of I being pure awareness or knowledge. Thereby seeing that reality is of the nature of limitlessness and pure knowledge is what? In fact, Brahmaloka Prapti. Here, Brahmaloka Prapti does not mean the actual Brahmaloka. Here, reveling in the vision of one's own real nature is Brahmaloka Prapti. This is the 13th section. So, how a person attains that Brahmaloka? In the Shama Chabalam Prapadye, Shabalat Shamam Prapadye, there's an expression of once reveling in the vision of fullness. expression of a person or the vision, the person who is reveling in the vision of fullness, who expression of one's enjoyment of the greatest luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness. And he also says how he attains that, how he has that, by having resolved the wrong identity, giving up the, shifting his eye sense from anatma to atma. He has that vision of reality. He has that joy, reveling in the vision of fullness. The Trayodashaka Khandha is over.